East Ann. The morning I eat the rest of Jean's muffins, the radiator snaps its throat and I shove blades of bread in the toaster. The mild sun, the mild dog hairs on my lap, the blackened TV on crackling in the foyer. In August, when we brought the couch in, Alex bent his hip while Jean cooked the red peppers on the stove. I said, "Are you sure it'll fit?" And Alex said, "We have to try. I mean, we have to." Now this house has a couch we don't sit on, and Jean keeps the butter out on the table in the winter. The radiator whistles and pops. It reminds me of my feet beneath water. Jasmine comes over and says, "Have you ever been snorkeling?" I say, "No." And she tells me there are fish whose bodies are wild with rainbows. The front porch is rain and mint and a Bic lighter. There are no fish in our neighborhood, but there is a seafood market. In summers, my gills, my open mouth, the neighbor's dog, small dog, peeing in the brush. In summers, Jean smokes with her hair in a ponytail, and I think about the heat splash, what nerve it took us to get here. Strain and mattress and all the soft bodies we love, bumping Wu-Tang Clan. And the and bare need at our dinner table. When Aaron comes home in December, we sit at the wobbly table across from each other and eat carrots from a plastic bag. I can tell he loves me because he doesn't look at the cracked ceiling and eats baby carrot after baby carrot and touches the tip of my head. When our dishwater washer breaks, we drink orange juice from a flower vase, and I snore in my sleep and dream about wonder and shoulder blades and milk. I used to roller skate when my feet were tinier and I loved a different house with green shutters. Most mornings I wake and wipe my neck with paper towels in the dark. Most mornings I dump sugar cubes into the orange mug and scratch my unwashed hair.